Let's talk about tendinopathies. Hello and welcome to another edition of Urgent Bites, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we hear from sports physician Dr. Kevin Bell. Kevin is a fellow of the Australasian College of Sports and Exercise Physicians, having trained in Wellington and Sydney. He now works in private practice in Hamilton. He's been team doctor for a number of sports teams, including the West Tigers and the Waikato Chiefs, and holds a master's in medical science, during which he had an original paper on Achilles tendinopathy published in the BMJ. Today, Kevin is going to briefly cover the topic of tendinopathies. These do present through urgent care clinics, and it is important that we provide up-to-date management, advice, and follow-up.
Tendons are one of the most common sources of musculoskeletal injury, both in terms of acute trauma and often with accumulated damage to the tendon, which we see in the form of tendinopathy. In terms of what you're likely to see in an A&E clinic, sure, you're going to have your ruptures of some tendons around the hand, potentially, or patella or Achilles tendon. But the majority of what you see may be some traditional tendinitis or tenosynovitis, where they're particularly inflamed and they may well require anti-inflammatory based treatment. But for the majority of cases which may be long-standing, they are tendinopathy, which is overload induced degenerative change within the tendon. And we know that the old-fashioned treatment for these was rest and anti-inflammatories, but we know if you put them under a microscope, there's actually no inflammatory cells, so that doesn't tend to work. For people who have had a very acute onset of tendon-like pain, potentially they've painted a fence or something they haven't done before, or they've played a lot of tennis, you might say, and they've developed a tennis elbow-like presentation, or they hadn't done much running and they've gone and run the hills and developed a sore Achilles, then that's essentially an overload issue. And so in the first instance, I get people to unload or deload the tendon, so reduce or stop running. Obviously, don't do repetitive activities that induce pain, because it's an overload issue that damages the tendon, and we need to give it some opportunity to heal or at least stop the rot. But invariably, for cases of whether people have normal tendons, that's probably all you need to do if they're happy to unload it for long enough, and that might be 2 or 3 weeks. And by that stage, if their symptoms have gone and their tendon looks and examines normally, then they can probably carry on with things. But for people who have ongoing symptoms at that stage, it's likely to be indicative of tendinopathy, in which case the proven best management is controlled isotonic loading. I would certainly discourage you from immobilizing these cases unless in very extenuating circumstances where someone potentially can't walk, for example, that may be necessary. But for the vast majority, immobilizing people in a splint or a moon boot is to be discouraged, because tendons don't like to be overloaded, but they don't like to be completely deloaded. That is actually detrimental to them. So all the people I see with tendinopathy, I prescribe a controlled isotonic loading program. I explain to people that's going to be a 3-month minimum program, and from my experience, often longer than that. So you just got to set them up that it's going to take a long time, that tendons have poor blood supply, so tend to heal very slowly. I'll often show them an isometric contraction for pain relief purposes, which they find very helpful. I tend to get people back after about 6 weeks, because anything sooner than that, and it's really difficult to determine if which track they're on. But for people who are still struggling by that stage, then there are a number of adjuvant therapy or treatment options available. I guess the traditional one, over many years, is a steroid injection. I do very few steroid injections for tendon problems, primarily because they don't address the issue, and B, certainly there's nothing will reduce people's pain in such a quick time as a steroid injection, but a lot of the studies have shown, particularly around tennis elbow, which is probably the most common tendinopathy, that at a year people who have had a steroid injection are at best no better than if they hadn't, and often worse. And I find that the ones who have had them and come back are more difficult to treat, and their symptoms are worse than they ever were. So I do very few of those. And also people just get slack on their rehab, which is not helpful. So these days the preferred treatment options, in addition to the controlled loading, in my hands is PRP injections, or potentially extracorporeal shockwave treatment. I find each one works better in some locations than others, but those only work, they don't work in isolation, very much as part of a controlled management rehab-based program. And for these reasons, because we've got many strings to our bow these days, although the evidence for many of them is somewhat mixed, surgery is very rarely undertaken for tendinopathies, and very much a last-ditch thing once everything else has been exhausted, and something I would refer to a surgeon probably less than one or two times a year for all tendons. So it's generally something we can manage and treat successfully with various conservative measures, although it does take some time.
So my take home from this would be, tendinopathies show no inflammatory properties under microscopes, so anti-inflammatories are not beneficial. Whilst tendons should be unloaded, they should not be totally immobilised in cases of tendinopathy, so moon boots and the like should be avoided. Steroidal injections are not beneficial in the long term, and surgery is very rarely an option. We should probably be getting these patients to see a physiotherapist and a sports physician for management, and we should try to set a realistic time frame for resolution at an early stage. Like always, if you have any comments, corrections or suggestions, please email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. My thanks to Dr. Kevin Bell for his input this week. We'll be hearing more from Kevin in the coming weeks. We'll be back next week with another Urgent Bite. Please subscribe to the podcast if you've not already, and please also share the podcast with your colleagues and peers on all the social media platforms. I look forward to seeing you all again next time, but for now, thanks for listening. The information discussed in this podcast was intended for the ongoing professional development of qualified health professionals and should not be used for self-diagnosis. For any personal medical concerns, please consult your usual doctor.